Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Have you ever mapped out or GPS'd the most direct route to a destination, only to come up against a roadblock or a traffic jam? Eventually, the traffic jam eases up, the roadblock is removed, and you're able to continue on to your destination. Breathe deeply and imagine how that feels for a moment. When you're finally able to get on your way again. That's where we find the people of Israel in the book of Exodus. God paved the way for his people to be delivered from the clutches of Egypt. Exodus 13:3 says, "Then Moses said to the people, 'Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. For by a strong hand, the Lord brought you out from this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten.'" Sin is the roadblock, the traffic jam, the clutches of the enemy, from which Jesus shed his blood to free you. God redeemed Israel, and he seeks to redeem you and his entire creation. Let's slow down. Put yourself in the crowd with the Israelites. You are free, free at last. Declare now that God's love is supreme in your life. Let's pray. Jesus, I worship you. I praise you and I thank you. I pray, God, that you would help me to make known the good news of the blood of Christ that covers over sin in other people's lives, that they might also know the refuge that's found from the judgment they deserve through that shed blood. Thank you for freeing me from the bondage of my sin. Amen. In an amazing display of comfort, the Lord provided direction to God's chosen people. Posture yourself now to get clear direction from God. Breathe out, releasing confusion and worry. Breathe in, allowing God to recalibrate your soul to be complete in alignment with him. How is Israel's freedom from captivity by following God like obtaining freedom from captivity to sin today? Give thanks to the Lord for a time God delivered you from pain and suffering. focus your heart during this time on God's plan of redemption, on His faithfulness to His people, on His faithfulness to you. Listen to the Word of God from Exodus 13:3 in the English Standard Version. Then Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came from Egypt, out of the house of slavery, for by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten." I'm going to read that verse again. Listen for a word or maybe a phrase that stands out to you. Then Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of slavery. For by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten." God uses His power to ease the pain and suffering of His people. What unwanted pain and suffering do you need removed? Go to God with it now. Here again, Exodus 13:3, this time from the Tree of Life translation. Moses said to the people, "Remember this day on which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by a strong hand, Adonai brought you out from this place. No chametz may be eaten." In this passage in Exodus, it's time for the Israelites to move. What methods has God used in your life to let you know that you need to move on from a hard situation? Israel's role was to faithfully follow God, despite the fears and challenges they faced. Moses brought them a word of encouragement. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. Exodus 14:13. Think of a time when it was difficult for you to stand firm in your faith. Embrace now the encouragement that God has a plan for you. The Israelites ate unleavened bread as part of the Passover celebration. It was symbolic of the haste with which the Israelites fled Egypt during the Exodus. They left so quickly that the bread did not have time to rise. As you hear the shofar blow, think about what will you take on the journey. Are there things you need to leave behind? Or comfort zones you need to push through to strengthen your journey with God? You begin to realize this exodus to freedom is harder, longer than you imagined. You begin to wonder if life in Egypt would be easier, even as a slave. Yet you know Yahweh fought for his people, and Israel had only to be silent. What battles do you need to stop trying to fight on your own? And instead, let God do the fighting for you. Listen now to Exodus 13:3 from the Living Bible. Then Moses said to the people, "This is a day to remember forever. The day of leaving Egypt in your slavery. For the Lord has brought you out with mighty miracles. Now remember, during the annual celebration of this event, you are to use no yeast. Don't even have any in your homes. Picture in your mind's eye for a moment. You are part of a Jewish family. You've been in bondage, and now God is leading you to freedom. What strongholds are keeping you from reaching the promised land? As you continue your journey, you take a bite of the unleavened bread you hastily took in the urgency to flee Egypt. You have nothing, but yet you have everything. The one true God in your heart. Your faith is a lifestyle, not just an hour on Sunday. What does it mean to turn your walk with the Lord into a lifestyle rather than just a belief system? The Israelites were freed by God from their bondage in Egypt. They were pursued by Pharaoh's army. It took another miracle, the parting of the Red Sea,
to ensure their freedom. What army do you feel still breathing down your neck that you need God's help to be completely free from? Thank God in this next pause for the freedom He brings on your own Red Sea Road. Let's pray. Father, just as you delivered your people from bondage, deliver me from the everyday attacks on my mind, health, relationships. And when life brings detours, calm my heart. Remove my anxiety from all uncertainty in my life. Give me wisdom to see the detours in my life, the misfortunes that I would never see with my own eyes. Protect and deliver me from anything that threatens to throw me off your course for my life. In the name of the Messiah, Jesus. Amen. Don't rush off. Take as long as you need to rest in the assurance of God's deliverance. And until next time, may you abide in Christ.